But the Word of God, you see, Monty stood up here and, you know, and the culture. See, the Bible says in Romans 12, 2, it says, be not conformed to this culture. Don't let this culture form you. Don't let this culture change you. Don't let it. God said, I'm the Lord and I don't change. Jesus said, He said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. You know, the culture is not changing God. But you know, the culture is changing the church, some churches, and the mindset of some people. See, and that's why I believe the Bible is put there for us, that it tells us not to be men pleasers, but be God pleasers. That don't mean be ugly and mean out here in this world, because love is how that everybody is going to know that we are His disciples, because we love. Now, love is not tolerate everything. I don't tolerate when I'm around people and they say, well, I believe I should have been a woman. I'm like, nah, you're wrong. God don't make no mistakes. That's being bold. Now, to some, that's offensive. So if that, because I said that, is going to offend somebody, then they're going to be offended. Y'all quiet. A mindset. Courage is a mindset. And I have set my mind that God is true. I've set my mind that God's Word is true. And I've set my mind that I'm going to love what God loves and I'm going to hate what God hates. I've set my mind. Courage is a mindset. But that's why He told them over there, He said, be strong and courageous. In other words, He's telling them, I don't have to zap you with it. You already can. I'm with you, and I'll be with you wherever you go. I'll be with you wherever you go. You know, and I've not changed any of my... I've been banned on Twitter. I've been blocked on Facebook. I've been, you know, go ahead and block me. We're all over the world. We're going into all 52 states. Is it 52 states here? 50, whatever it is. We're going into all 50 states in the United States of America. We're going into Ireland, Japan, Israel, all of them Buddhist countries. You know, we're going into all of them. And I'm not toning it down, you know, oh, we respect your Allah. We're not going to respect that. You think Jesus Christ is a prophet? And He's not the Son of God, we're gonna stand one day and we're going to say, you call on your God, and we'll call on our God, because our God answers with power. Our God delivered us out of darkness, and we're going to stand bold. The Church of Jesus Christ is going to be under that anointing because of a mindset that we have towards God. It is going to bring on that anointing that we need in the hour that we need it, in the power that we need, even if it is go to jail. Praise God. That's not my message today, but you got me stirred up. And so we're not to be conformed to this world. You know, the woke, you know, like the running mate now, Miss Harris, you know, I'm not going to disrespect her. She's deceived. And she's going to be deceived, and I know who deceived her. Lest the light of the glorious gospel shine in. But you know, just deceived with this, everybody needs to be woke. No, we awake. I've been awakened 30 years ago to darkness. I've been awakened to the power of God over 30 years ago, a little over 30 years. That this wokeism is trying to change our culture through children and through the mindset of, you know, the government taking control. Don't you know that's what Satan wants? He wants control of this pulpit, and he's not going to get it. As for me in this house, we go serve the Lord. We go walk with the Lord. We go endure hardship. We're not going to do the way of the world and cut people off and shut them down and shut their businesses down because they don't want this Jesus. If we don't want your stuff, then we ain't going to have your stuff, and you can't shut down our God. You can't shut down God. We need to remind this culture every now and then, lest you turn from darkness, you're going to be in outer darkness forever, where there's gnashing and wailing of teeth. Whether you believe it or not, we have a command from the Lord Jesus Christ to warn this ungodly generation, not to hate them, but to warn them, to jerk them out of the fire in Revelations, or Jude. The book of Jesus, hating even the garment, their flesh, whatever it says. Y'all know what it says. Go look it up. Go look it up where I don't have to preach it. It's in there. But see, the world wants to mold, and it's fine. If you take the media, and I'm just warning you, you take the mail that I give you, you look at it, you decide. I'm not trying to decide nothing for you. You decide. They don't want you to decide. The media, mainstream media, is not the mainstream media that it used to be. They are owned by evil people. And they are shutting down good. They are calling good evil and evil good. And it's not because I'm a Trumper. I'm a Jesus guy. I'm a God lover. But you know what? The Bible says discernment and strong meat belongs to them who have their senses exercised. They know when they hear evil. They don't have to hear it here. They know it here. It bears witness with what is truth here. And then we see it in the natural. If I go to Johnny. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, is that person trustworthy? They work for me. Are they trustworthy in paying their bills? I said, nope. They give me as a reference. I'm the wrong dude. Call some liar somewhere. Right? See, I know that's a little nervous right there. What if they find out I said that? What? Well, get right, and then y'all won't be having to give you a bad report. Right? That's the way you got to look at who you vote for, whether it's your sheriff or your mayor or your town council or one in the Senate or the ones in the House. We control all of that. But if we're sitting back here, oh, heard one other day when they're talking about Kamala and Trump, they just like her energy, so they're voting for her. How stupid. How dumb. Like their energy. How many knows there's a satanic anointing? There is a, the Bible says in the last day, they will heap to themselves teachers. She's a teacher. No, I'm talking about we all teaching something. We preaching something, right? Everybody got a message. Everybody got a belief, whether it's good or bad. I can believe a lie, the Bible says, and not be damned with it. I'm not going to believe a lie. The word's the truth. I keep my mind and my convictions based in line with God's word, and then I won't be deceived. God's word, I told Travis when he was, I guess, about 15, 16 years old, and he was on this trip wanting a tattoo, you know, and he wanted to be scriptural about it, so he found him a scripture in there where Paul carried the marks of the Lord Jesus. And so he told me, he said, well, Paul carried marks. And I said, son, he was beat. He was left for dead. He was drug out of the city, man. You know, I mean, just imagine that, how that Satan was giving my son, you know, twisting his mind, getting you some scriptures. See, and then when I come back with that, that's not what he wanted to hear. Now, I'm not talking about, I'm tat up. If I want to tatty up, I'd tat from my toe to my head. That ain't going to change my heart unless I let it get high-minded. See, you can be high-minded without a tattoo. You can be deceived without all of that, you know. It wasn't about that. It was, to me, I wasn't trying to stop him from getting a tattoo. If Jesus says it's okay for you to get a tattoo, shave your head, do whatever he says, just whatever the Holy Spirit says. Well, that's what me and you do, is following Christ Jesus. Right? The Bible says for us to walk in the Spirit. Some think they're born again, they're like, I don't know how to walk. You're in the Spirit. I got scripture that if you're born again, I can prove to you in the Bible, and I'm going to believe that not based on what you feel. I'm going to prove to you in the Bible, carry you to the Bible where it says you are in the Spirit if Christ is in you. You're not trying to get in the Spirit. You have to get out of the Spirit into the flesh. Now, your flesh, you're used to walking in the flesh all the time, having your way and having your little tantrums and, you know, and all of that stuff, and staying sulked up for 3 or 4 weeks, and mad for 18 years over a reeling rod or whatever. But now that you're in the Spirit, then He begins to lead us in. Now I'm talking about how we do the warfare that is coming against us out here. It's not big. It's not a big warfare. It's not fasting 18 days a month. You know, that's all good and that's all fine. But it's walking in the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. Now we can, the little things we got in our life, you know, and all of that stuff, we're coming out. If we walk in the Spirit, we'll come on out of them little issues. You know, why? Because He will lead us out. But we're not to be conformed to this world. This world is not going to tell me, the governor or anybody else, that I'm going to have to marry two men and I'm going to have to marry two women. And the government is not going, if I got anything to do with it, they're saying women's rights on the lefties. What they mean is, if that baby's born, lay it out there and let's think about it and decide whether to kill it or not. That's that side. That's darkness. Abortion is darkness. It is darkness. It's called murder in the Bible. Thou shalt not murder. That's intentional murder. You intend on, because you've got whatever reason you want to have to kill that baby in the mother. And this world and woke culture has convinced them it's your right to live your life. You don't, nobody, don't, they don't, nobody need to tell you what to do. How many knows that's satanic? God, I need God's word to tell me in here what's right and what's wrong. I need to know God. God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. On the other hand, you know, I mean, turn it, he changed Roe v. Wade and turned it back to the states where the government don't have no say. That was the right thing to do. Now you got it down to the states where people in the states vote on whether they going to have abortion in their state or not. Now that can be a good and a bad thing, but it's better off down in the hands of people that we get born again and they come over on the right side and then they go up and they vote against that. That's how we do it. It's called democracy. It's not called Democrats or Republicans. We got some jacked up from the floor up on both sides. But we got some on both sides that would like to do the right thing, but some of them is like the church. They're scared they'll get in trouble. They're scared they'll lose their jobs. They're scared they'll lose their future. They're scared. All of these things. The government is not a funny business. If they want you wiped off, you can be wiped off. If they want you shut down, you can be shut down. But we got the scripture, haven't we? I was pressed on every side. Woo, cast down, but not destroyed. But it says always bearing about the dying of the Lord Jesus, that His life might live through us. You see, and then you've got those on the right over there. They're corrupt too. They want to be on the left, but the right's putting pressure on them. See, we as Christians don't have to need the world to put pressure on us to walk in the light. I was thinking, give me that Romans 8, son, maybe. I'm not really sure. I don't know which one of these scriptures goes first. So we'll just do one of them. There is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. Now, you know, we come out of being condemned. We were condemned. But in Christ Jesus, there's nothing condemning us now. Right? The Bible says there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. People feeling condemned about their spirits behind all that. And the Bible says we're not subject to them. You find out who you are, get your background behind you, your past gone, and you don't identify with that anymore. You identify with, you've been crucified. You're a dead man, crucified with Christ, Paul said. Nevertheless, I live, but not I live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live through faith in the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. The Bible says we've been buried. And we've been raised with him. The Bible says we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Bible says if God be for me, who can be? There's no condemnation anymore. There's nothing that can condemn me anymore. I can let my own conscience bother. You know, when I'm not a witness, my conscience bothers me. When I leave somebody's presence and I feel like, man, I should have witnessed to them, that's my conscience. I can condemn me, but God's not doing it. God's saying, forget that. That was yesterday. That was a while ago. Just forget it. Or turn around and go do it. Or go back in there and pray for them. Well, that's a little, not embarrassing, but a little, maybe intimidating a little. Just, you know, praise God. But you know what? God's helping us. He's helping us to be bold. Hallelujah. I mean, people now, what are you going to do? I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to let God do it. I'm going to stand for what's right. Monty said we're called extremists. Oh, praise God. Praise God. What a label. Oh, yeah, put it on the sign down there. Come on into extremism. His name is Jesus Christ. His way is faith. We are extreme here. We're extremely faith people. We're extremely joyful people. They're calling that party, oh, Joey. Did you watch the DNC on it? I watched it on both of them. I did. I got to watch it. Teresa, now she gets upset a little bit with it. She didn't get mad, you know. And I said, that's okay. I said, I'm entertaining myself here. I'm being entertained. They went through and made Dollywood look bad, according to Kamala Harris. Day one, she's going to secure the border. I'm like, are you serious? Like Travis, the Lord told me, go to Travis one time and told him he's wanting free. He won't leave home when he gets 18, boy. You know how them teenagers they get. And so I went to him. God give me wisdom. And I went to him. And I said, son, I said, you're already free. I said, Satan's trying to bind you up. I said, you're already free. I'm thinking you get free rent, you get free food, you know, you get free clothes, you get free shoes, you get free air conditioning, you get to go on vacation with us, man. I mean, you get to ride all these rides, and now you're wanting to go out into bondage. You ain't going to do nothing then. We walked in this morning, and he said, Dad, I had a revelation. I said, well, praise God. I said, well, you know, and he said, you know, he said, you told me about back when I was 15 years old, around 15 years old. He said, you come to me and told me, son, you're already free, and Satan's trying to bind you up. He said, you know what? He said, I had a revelation that I'm already free, and my mind's binding me up about some stuff. He said, you know, that still stands today, don't it? I said, yes. I said, that wasn't just for Travis. I said, that was for all of us. But you know, if we walk in the Spirit, He will lead us in uncomfortable, you know, conversations. Just the other day, I was talking to somebody, and I was talking about my life and different things, you know, and I told him, I said, I can't go and get drunk with everybody I want to get to go to church. I said, that's not going to work. Yeah. I walked up, this young lady, they having a party, and I preached a what's not service. And I just walked up to the burn. They had a fire going. Of course, they knew I was a preacher, so they put away everything. And I stopped a bomb. I didn't even know it. But I walked up, and this one sitting in the chair over there, and little young teenager, and she said, I'm this close to getting saved. I'm this close, Brother Scotty, to getting saved. I mean, she's about to fall out of the chair. She done got drunk. I didn't start preaching or nothing, you know. And I said, well, you know where the church is, you know, blah, blah, blah. But see what I'm saying? My presence. Your presence. Your presence is affecting people. It's affecting. Why? Because we're Christians. We're not trying to be Christians. We're Christians. I remember one time after I became a Christian, you know, I went to the store. I'm talking about, let me go on. For I tell you this, he says to them which are who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. He said you won't be condemned if you follow the Holy Spirit. If you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, Satan will have nothing on you. He loses his hold on you little by little. He loses his hold on you. He says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin. For what it could do not, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent His own Son and light to sin, sinful flesh, and for sin condemned it in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who what? Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That don't mean that we're perfect. That don't mean that we don't make mistakes. That just means that we have a heart inside of us. God, I'm going to go after Your will. I'm going to do Your will. I'm going to seek Your will. I'm going to seek You in what to do in my marriage. I'm going to see. Now you're after the Spirit. You're yielding to the Holy Spirit then, praise God. Renewing our minds to God's Word will help you, you know, to be more in tune to the leading of the Holy Spirit and to more revelation that is in God's Word that empowers you to walk the walk. Well, I'm born again. I start to work one morning. Stopped in the store like I normally do. Put a quarter, 25, 30 cents, whatever it was back then in the 90s. That's in 1994. And I've been saved maybe 4 or 5 months or so. I put my money in the Coke box and hit it, and it throwed me 2 Cokes out. And I took them out, and I said, praise God, I just got blessed. Whoo, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I'm standing there thanking Him for an extra Coke. In the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, you didn't pay for that. Now, I didn't really know that it was the Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, you know, and I'm like, oh, man, but it ain't my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that it gave me 2. And then I thought, well, they did that for profits, you know, man. I mean, I was driving a truck. I wasn't even in my own business then. I'm saying this for a reason. And so I thought, well, bless God, I didn't pay for it. I only bought 1. And so I thought, well, I'm taking it back. So I walked in the store, and I told that guy that was hired there, I said, hey, man, I told him the story, and don't worry about it, just take it on with you. And I set it on the counter. I said, I will not take it with me. I said, I did not buy that. I said, and whoever owns that Coke box, I'm taking their profit. I'm taking their paycheck. I said, I will not take that. And I didn't. And I left out, and I thought, whoo, it felt good. Now, I felt kind of ashamed to take the Coke in there, especially when he put me under pressure and said, oh, don't worry about this kid. I'd keep it. Well, what's the Bible say? Don't be conformed to that thief. Right? Now, I just had become not a thief, so I used to be in that darkness. I used to be in that category. But what I'm saying now, see, I had a desire to yield to the Spirit. I had a desire to do the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has come in me, has come in you. The law of the Spirit of life, and it's made us free. We're already free. Okay, now that little bitty thing there put me on another spiritual level that I wasn't even realizing was happening. Go on to work down there, and they're cleaning out all the nail bins. And they're throwing them in the dumpster. And I come in and I'm like, man, that dumpster's full of nails. Got a bunch of nails in there. My brother said, just get all you want. Just get all you want. They're being thrown away. I got out and I thought, man, I'm batting my truck down. I'm getting them all. You know? And so I got almost to that dumpster. And on the inside, I thought, I didn't ask for them. And so I told my brother, I said, well, I'm going to go ask Jack. You don't have to ask nothing. Be not conformed to this world. Right? No matter what people says, you do what's in here. You're walking after the Spirit now. It's not about what people think. Sure, the nails are free. He's going to give them to me anyhow, but it's not about that. It's about God and me. So I walk in there and I ask him. He said, oh, sugar, just get all of you want. And I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to, now they're mine, because I asked him for them. Well, see, I ain't met too many Christians in 30 years that thinks that's a big deal. But I ain't met too many. I've met some that thinks those small foxes, according to Isaiah, that chews the vine up and kills the whole life. I've met some of them that want to go by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I can show you them today. They are a blessed, prosperous, strong bunch of people. But I can show you those down there that said, I wouldn't have done it. I mean, it ain't your fault, and blah, blah. I've never seen them go nowhere in strength and joy and faith and substance and any kind of spiritual power. I've seen them stay defeated by every foe that comes their way. They're just thrown to and fro with every wind of doctrine by the slight cunning craftiness of men that are deceived. See, we won't be deceived. The Bible says, if it were possible, that means it ain't possible. Right? But that shows us the degree of heat that's going to be on us. If it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. But it's not possible. Why? Because we got the revealed light revealer in us. He's in us. He's on us. We've exercised our right to fight. Just like me, you know, I'm going to go on up in the anointing to where those that are deceived, they got to come check us out. They got to come check us out. And then they come into this place, and they won't sit long, as I've seen some sit here lost without the Lord and ain't got saved yet. I've seen some sit in here deceived about things and make their mind up, I'm not believing what he says or what they say. And blah, blah, blah. I believe what I believe, and I feel what I feel. Your emotions have got you feeling out of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But you know, it's like I told somebody one time, I said, you can stay there, it's up to you. Have it your way, it's Burger King. How many knows God will let us have it our way? He will let us be. I can show you in the Bible, because they kept on with the flesh, he turned them over to a reprobate mind, to where they believed the lies that they would not turn from. See, darkness is advancing, but it's not advancing everywhere. It's not advancing at my house. I mean, my tomatoes fall, Teresa's tomatoes fall over, and they just turn up and keep going up. An accidental watermelon seed turned into a harvest in my parking lot. Got a watermelon that long, doesn't he? Everything just likes to grow around your house. It can't help it. It's got, listen to me. You put out an atmosphere around your house and your stuff and your dogs and your everything. Where the presence of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. It's not just talking about when we come in this building right here. It's Now, I'm praying for you that the yokes of bondage, of, you know, whatever, darkness and mindsets and sickness and disease. Man, Teresa's praying for you that the eyes of our understanding are being enlightened, that we know what the hope of the calling of God is, and we know what the inheritance, the riches of the inheritance for the saints, in the saints, hallelujah. Praise God. Give me that 1 Corinthians 13, son, please. Prepare your mind with the Word of God. College don't do you any good anymore. All they're teaching you is against God. Most of them. They're there to indoctrinate our kids. The schools are there to indoctrinate. Teaching them about sex education in the second, third grade, really. That's plumb sick. That is sicko. They shouldn't even be up there being taught that till they get up in mid-teens. Right? They don't need to know about all that stuff. I tried to teach Travis about the birds and the bees, but he done learned more out there in the world than I taught him. Goofy junk. The world's constantly teaching our kids. We tell the grandkids, is that good? Yep, that's good. You ain't watching nothing good, bad on my phone. My phone will be smacked out of your hand. Slap. Why? Because that poor baby deserves better. That baby don't know that he can be warped up at six and help him grow up warped up. The school, we never let the school warp our son up. One's in school, in cliques and all that. I encouraged him, stay out of the cliques. You ain't got to fit in. And don't fit in with them. And don't hang around them that is trying to get you to do evil. They might be popular in that church, but they're going down. Travis, he's upset one time. He gets teenager and all the cousins and nephews, they just getting to go, seems like, have so much fun. And he's blah, 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 I don't get to go nowhere. Yeah, they get to go do this and do this and do this and do this. And I told him one day, I said, listen to me, son. They ain't going where you're going. I said, they're not going to make it where you're going. Look, where's he at today? He owns his own business. He makes really good money. The boy makes more in 2 days than most people make in a month. What if I'd have just tell him down there, I know. I got to just let you go. honey, let's slack up on him. All I would have been doing is slacking up and letting him go into a viper den. Snake den. Because you know what? All of them that he wanted to hang with and did hang with a little when he got 18. He's a man now. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. Oh boy, he got himself in some junk. He went in bondage quick. He went in no joy. He couldn't even make himself happy anymore. That was a miracle. I would never commit suicide. I love myself. we taught him bold, praise God. And he went down quick. He make $1,000 in 1 week, broke Monday. That is, you're getting robbed. Robbed. You're robbed. Went to the point to where I told him, I said, look, I told Teresa, I said, I'm fixing to fire him. I'm fixing to let him go. I'm going to put the ball in his hands. You know what he was doing? He was forcing the very man that loved him. Nobody loved him more than me and Mom. I'm sure everybody loves him, but there's nobody that wanted him to succeed more than him, me and Mom, except for God. And we were only trying to steer him in the God way. And you know what? It's not popular out there in that culture. Some of my family told me, you've got Travis in a spiritual prison. And I told them, I didn't ask you how to raise my son. God gave me my son. God gave him to me. And I'm going to be responsible for him, not you. And not what you think and not how you feel. And he's not in a spiritual prison making him read his Bible and pray and go to church. That's not a spiritual prison. He is in a prison out here in this world. If I don't lead him in that way, I will lead him into a real prison. See, I had to learn not to be conformed to my family and their emotions. Not be conformed to my son's emotional breakdowns. I mean, Aubrey now, I'm melting, Papa. Oh, get out in the heat. I'm melting, Papa. Split the last bit of money with them, made out of the garden. They made money. I taught them how to make money this summer. How to tithe on it. How to give some of it away. You know, teaching them why. Why am I telling you all this? I'm letting God be magnified in that. And wherever he's magnified, he gets bigger. If he's bigger than all of this transgender stuff in me, he's going to rise up. And he's going to voice his love to them. I love you, but you're sailing the wrong way. You're sailing into destruction. Paul told them, y'all don't let sail right now, man. It's not a good time to go sail. Well, they went on sail and that ship got tore apart. An angel had to show up in the ship and tell him, said, let them know that just stay with the ship, you know, that nobody's going to die. That there's going to be rock, but nobody's going to die. You see, we're living in a culture where you can't say anything because you might offend. We don't need to get that in our heart. And in our mind, we're not trying to offend nobody. Now, if you're going around with a Christian, as a Christian, like you're the Holy Ghost, and you're going to straighten everybody, you're already in the wrong spirit. Get right. You know, get down, repent, and have a right heart to go. You're saying, doing what you do because you love God, number one, and you love people. You love them. You care. You care that they're on the wrong path. It's not that you're trying to beat them up. And people's told me before, now I did get overboard about getting people saved. I mean, you know, not knowing how to be led and all that. And God was giving me grace, you know. And they would say, well, you know, the Bible says, you know, work out your own salvation. And I think, oh, man, they slapped me with that one. Okay, mind my own business, you know. And I go on one day, I had about 6 months. And every time I want to tell somebody that, I'd be like, I hope they don't know that scripture. Because that stops me. You know, they stop me every time with that, you know. And so the Lord asked me one time, he said, have you studied that scripture? How many know Paul told Timothy, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, that you will have to give an answer to them that need. So I thought, no, I hadn't. So I went and studied that, and bottom line conclusion on that, it wasn't talking to lost people. It wasn't talking. No, man, Paul was saying that salvation that come in you, Paul says it this way. He said, I follow after that I have been apprehended of. I go after that. That saved me down there, that I had that experience. I'm going after that. Jesus. That's right. And so I thought, whoa, glory to God. That's talking about salvation's come on the inside of me, bless God, and now I got to work it out, and they don't even know what that meant. Boy, that stopped me from witnessing. It brought freedom to me, bless God. I was ministering to one of my brothers one time, trying to get him, you know, saying all that. And I pray over him, blah, blah, blah. Pray over my food. And pray. I said, I'm not talking about praying over your food. I said, I'm talking about knowing Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're teaching your sons how to praise God when you get big money off a big job and y'all eating good. Now you're praising God over the dinner table. I said, you're teaching them how to worship a God that don't exist. What about the one with the fish and five loaves, or five fish and a loaf, whatever it was? They go down there, man. They got people all over. I don't know how many people, man. I mean, it fed 5,000. You know, I mean, they're down there. You know, I'm sure they're down there. Oh my God, how can we praise God in this? How can we, hallelujah, Jesus has come in town. You know, Jesus said, give it to me. And the Bible says he prayed over it. He blessed it. I don't know what he might have said. Multiply. I don't know. He might have said it. Multiply and feed them all. We had a dinner down here one time. And because of that scripture, they just flocked in there. I mean, the city found out, and good Lord, they just told everybody and brought everybody. You know, I've been just shouting. And half of them was like crock pots about to explode down there. Half of them brought something. Some of them didn't bring nothing. One of them brought his big suitcase going to carry his little angel back a gold plate. I'm serious, man. I'm down there, you know, and I'm thinking, man, this is not good. And I thought about the 5,000. I thought, glory to God. I said, God, you will multiply this food that everybody gets everybody gets some. Everybody gets, what am I saying? See, I was yielding to the Spirit. I was not going to yield to the people. Now, I should have kicked half of them out and told them don't ever do it again. The next thing we had, I told them, I said, this is a church gathering. I just made it clear is all. It's only for the church. Don't go advertising in the mailboxes. This is for the church. Some of them like, God, Brother Scotty, that's a little rough, ain't it? And I said, if they want to come eat spiritual food with us and get one with us. And then, but God, they won't just be, they'll bring a bowl of potatoes or something. Because there'll be givers like us. They won't be takers, suckers. How many of there's suckers in the Bible? Leech. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Praise the Lord. Gosh, I got to get off that. Well, we got to stay in a right spirit in a bad situation. Got to learn to stay in a right spirit when things ain't working out at home. And I mean, I've seen people roll their eyes. Oh, there he is on that again. It's not me on that again. That's Jesus, sweetheart. It just means something to you because, I mean, nobody else is being moved back. They're not having the issue. I can bring up tithing people at tithe. They're like, yes, glory to God. Let me get my wallet. Let me get some more out here. And then those that refuse to yield to the Lord, they're like, God, a bum. He's bringing that up every time we go to church. Every time we go to church. Had somebody there living together, shacking up. We call it shacking up. God calls it fornication. They're shacking up, you know, and they leave here. Or he leaves here. And everywhere he goes, shacking up. Everywhere he goes, fornication. You know, don't be shacking up. Don't be shacking up. And so I was talking with him. He said, everywhere I go, I hear that. I said, it's not them, man. Don't get mad at the churches. He done quit two or three, went to two or three. Hearing the same message, like God ain't going to be over at this one. I'll go over there where God ain't. Where they don't know nothing about me. See, that's carnal thinking, see. I'll go where they don't know me. They know nothing about me. And then they'll say, somebody had to tell them. No, God, that's the Holy Spirit leading you out. See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, love suffers long and is kind. We need to work on that. You know, putting up with them people that rubs you the wrong way. Because that might be the very arena that you're called to win them. Or be a light to them. He says love and is kind. I mean, I've talked to people and they're like, well, sure I will, Brother Scotty. And I'm like, that wasn't very kind. You know, you're going to do it. You don't good do it, but you don't want to. And I got on your nerves for asking you. That's not kind. That could hurt my feelings. I do have them. You know. Had a lady one time was in a meeting back there, and Lord told me to get this teenage boy to drive the bus. We've had all kinds of stuff going on here, you know, buses and hauling up 20, 25 kids in and all that stuff. Santa Claus stopped them. I got old Santa Claus with the kids. He's not real. Boy, they went home and told Mom and them, and I'm the worst pastor in Blount County, stealing their fun. That could have hurt my feet. Anyway, we're in there, teenage. This one's on the board. That's why we don't have a board. I got elders in here, and I go to y'all when I need you. I go to you for, what do you think about this? I felt the Lord wants to do this. A board? I mean, I set up a board, and they're like, we're over you. I'm like, what? What happened here? Y'all loved me 5 minutes ago. We're over you now, bud. Don't you even go there. I had to take that board down. You know, I heard if an ox in a hole, get him out. But man, if he gets in it every time, shoot him. The same ox. They're like, we're over you now. That one said, I'm stepping down. I'm not going to get sued. I looked at him. I said, sued? I said, we got insurance. You know, I'm telling you, I'm not going to get sued. This is not going to happen to me. I'm stepping down. I said, well, okay, that's fine. And he started to say something. I said, whoop. Don't say nothing. She went,
what?
I said, you step down. You've got nothing to say anymore in this matter. Get out on the porch. I mean, we go out on the porch.
You hurt my feelings.
I wanted to pass out, but I knew it was real. I mean, stomping. I mean, how many knows that's a temper tantrum in here somewhere? Let's see, where's it at? Puffed up, behaved. There it is. Don't have a fit out on the front porch. And I mean, don't be easily provoked. I mean, all I had to do is that. Tantrum, see. Love. Now, I'm saying all that, and it seems funny, and it is funny afterwards, you know, but I had to stand strong in here and not be easily provoked. And I had to, and the person quit church. And so I called him up. I said, where you been? Well, I hadn't seen you in 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, I quit.
I said, you can't quit. I said, the Lord didn't tell you to quit, did he? I said, he didn't tell me nothing about it. I said, so I don't think he told you to quit. I said, so we'll see Sunday, clink. I don't know. Come back to church a couple of times. Then I got a phone call way about 2 weeks.
Well, Brother Scott, the Lord has led me.
I said, oh, well, now I can't say nothing about that. Just have it your way. Never went to church again. Gone now. That I know of, never got stable in church again. Know why? Because not wouldn't do 1 Corinthians 13. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will lead you even in hard places and keep you walking right in the power, in the anointing. But this is built. The Bible says in Galatians, it says, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then it goes on in Galatians 5:22, it says, this is the fruit of the Spirit. This is the proof. There it is. But the fruit of the Spirit, this is the proof of the Spirit in you. One translation says, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We got to have all these in this last dark hour. We must work on these. You know, I mean, I drive. I don't drive a truck, but I drive, and we have got some maniac, oh. Y'all remember that song? We got some maniacs out there. We got some people pulling up at the four-way stop sign, and you can see it. They're all on their phone, and nobody knows who got there first. And everybody's like, who? Hold on, who? And it makes me want to get out there and slice all their tires like I used to my wife's. But I don't want my windshield busted out at the four-way because I learned a hard lesson. But I'll just most of the time roll my window down. I know who got there, but they don't even know who got there. Why? The Bible says watch and pray. Right? That you enter not into temptation. See, you're praying and you're doing these little bitty things, staying in a right spirit, and then you don't have to show up at the four-way and wonder if you can, because you're already walking in the Spirit. Now the Spirit is giving you self-control, peace, joy, and calls you. I know I drove a truck, and I used to, I'd turn my blinker on, and if they didn't let me over, they got the second car that I knew seen my taillight. When they come back, I ran them off the road with my big truck. I thought, you know what? You don't want to let me over, just before I got saved. I'd say, real slow. I wouldn't just jerk them. And I would force them off the road. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me over. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And they're like, you idiot. So one time I said, call me an idiot. I hit the brakes. Opened my door. Got my bar out. My winder strap bar. And I walked back down through there. I said, you talking to me? Come on. Are y'all talking to me? Anybody talking to me? Look, I'm down here in the middle of the city. I need to get over to the pants store. Y'all ain't going to let me over. Well, I got saved. I had to go to the same place. And I'm like, okay, the second one, I thought, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. What's happening? The law of the life of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has already made me free from that anger, from that having temper tantrums, from that love. Love is the way. And it's working in me. Love's working in me. I didn't even know it. But Romans 5:5 says love has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I got to quit because these women done leaving. No, I'm not. I know it. Go for it. Go for it. Enjoy the ride. Praise the Lord. So we've got, I mean, you know, not being funny about that, but look, it's these little things that keeps us in power. It's not these big things. Don't be overwhelmed with all the cares and the troubles and people's troubles to the point to where you're over here like Monty was talking about and you're not over here. Get over here. Get into battle. Get over here where you're not over trying to figure out if you can win or not. No, we done won. And the Bible says, greater is he that is in me and you than he that is in this world. We're all going to have opportunity, you know, to get upset and all of that stuff. But it's only to suppress the Spirit of God in you that you're not drawing strength from the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I will not argue with my wife. I told her, I said, listen. I said, I'm going to walk in the Spirit, but I want you to know, and I'm not saying this because she left, I'm not scared of you. You got it? Don't you ever think that this man is scared of you. I'm just temperate now. I got self-control. I said, and if you ever try to hit me, you going to the ground. I said, love is going to fall all over you. So she gets a little mad one night. This has been years and years ago. I said, love's getting up. I said, you remember what love's going to do? I said, because you ain't going to hit me. You ain't going to hit me like you used to. And you know what? Because you stand up bold and all of that stuff, pray God, we don't fight. I don't argue with her. She don't argue. We've worked our way into walking in the Spirit. When there's a demonic spirit there, neither one of us, we can eat and just twinkle our eyes at one another. Just sit there looking at each other and feel like you want to explode. That's not you. If nothing's happened in your house for that to happen, you got to realize that that is the enemy. That is demonic forces, and you don't yield to them. The Bible says we're submitted to God, right? Submit yourself to God. We are. Resist Him. How do you resist somebody? Sometimes you just don't say nothing to them. You resist the devil, and the Bible says he has to flee. Praise God. All right, let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for your word. We